USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is answering back after the Iranian regime declared it's increasing its supply of enriched uranium in breach of the 2015 nuclear pact that they signed with the U.S. President Trump tells reporters Iran is going down a slippery slope.
They know what they're doing. They know what they're playing with. And I think they're playing with fire. So no message to Iran whatsoever.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz was down in McAllen, Texas, meeting with Border Patrol agents and talking to them about some of the things they are going through on a daily basis. The senator also has a message for Congress.
The responsibility for this crisis lies directly on the United States Congress, on loopholes that Congress has put into law that are encouraging far too many people to make this arduous journey.
The Los Angeles Angels are mourning the death of 27-year-old pitcher Tyler Skaggs. Skaggs was found dead in his hotel room, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
One of the busiest border crossings in the U.S. is open after agents say a mob of illegal aliens tried to overrun the facility. U.S. border agents in Texas say a large group of unruly illegal aliens formed on the Mexican side of the crossing and rushed the port of entry at the border in El Paso early on Monday. Medical debt owed by around 2,000 families in Michigan have been paid off by a church. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Grand Rapids First Church pastor Sam Reifkogel says they collected donations and turned the money over to what's called RIP medical debt to pay off just under $1.83 million of people's medical debts.
We're constantly looking for needs to serve the people and serve in the name of Christ, and we just find a need and we fill it. And that's exactly what we did.
He says the 2,000 or so families who will be benefiting from this program will be receiving letters about it over the next week or so.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senator Ted Cruz is calling for the Justice Department to investigate the mayor of Portland after a conservative journalist was attacked by Antifa members. While reporting on protests in the Oregon City on Saturday, Andy Ngo was attacked and kicked and had items thrown at him and had his camera stolen.
I just got beat up by the crowd, no police at all, in the middle of the street, and they stole my GoPro. And he punched me several times in my face, in my head, I'm bleeding.
Noah's lawyer says he suffered a brain bleed and had to stay in the hospital Saturday night. Three people were arrested during the demonstrations, which escalated between left-wing protesters and counter-protesters. A North Texas school is identifying 4 of the 10 people that were killed in a private plane crash yesterday in Texas. John Paul II High School in Plano sent a letter to parents saying that Alice and Dylan Morado, along with their mother and stepfather, died in the crash. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
The Beechcraft BE-350 King Air was headed to St. Petersburg, Florida, when it crashed on takeoff at the Addison Municipal Airport that is located in North Dallas. The plane was taking off at the south end of the airport and had just lifted off the runway when it suddenly veered left, crashing into the hangar. The FAA, as well as officials from the National Transportation Safety Board, are on scene.
For more news, please remember you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.